Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Loyal policy, you do not know what it is to be hunted. Your pulse is quick, your senses heightened every moment spent straining to hear the subtlest of sounds. First, you are terrified, but terror does not, cannot last. It gives way to exhaustion, a deep weariness that seeps into your bones and the very core of your being, saturating your body until there is nothing else left, and yet you press on. It takes no iron will to do so. You are driven on the same primal instincts that drove our ancient ancestors to survive, enabled them to thrive and build societies, growing ever more complex in their organization until finally, Heart Life was founded. The pinnacle of human achievement, built on hundreds of thousands of years of survival instinct. Cassandra Wilkins, Allison Dalton, and project manager Charles Wynn know this firsthand. Pursued at every turn, they seek the shelter and amenities of a data extraction center nearby, where they hope to find a haven from the ants, food and rest, and vitally, a line of communication to that sacred edifice from which all life flows, the tower.
It's just ahead, then left at the intersection. Okay, go.
Right.
You too, boss.
Why do I get the feeling that you call me that ironically?
Move!
Okay.
We can't sneak past her.
Is there another way in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, data extraction cells all have convenient back doors, you know, for escaping prisoners to use. The city's management is inefficient, but it's not incompetent. There's no way in with him blocking that door.
Her. The ants are all female, remember?
The aggressive, unpredictable, armor-plated monsters? Of course they are!
Are you serious right now? Because this is serious, Charlie.
Stop it! One of you had better start thinking outside the box. Maybe Charlie could use that famous Wynn charm of his.
Or you could win her over with that sparkling wit.
Quiet! What's happening?
It smells like someone tried to broil a circuit board.
It's making me kind of hungry.
Go see if it's safe.
Ow! Stop that! Why me?
Because you're the big strong man, obviously. Oh,
very funny.
Very.
I think you should go. You clearly want to be the one in charge here.
You pushed me? That's it.
Wait.
Stop it! Act like adults!
She started it.
I'm not going first.
I'm not going first.
Ugh, fine, I'll go. If my family's inside, they could need help.
No, Charlie should be the one. Coming here was his idea.
I think you'll find that Ms. Wilkins suggested the idea after—
Cut the crap. She wants to save her family.
Of course she does.
And you say they're here. Remarkably convenient that the only thing Cassie wants in the world just happens to be at a prison where you have complete access. What's really inside?
The Wilkinses.
Sure. I bet Neil Henderson is in there too, alive and well. Oh, and a cookie bouquet with our names on it. Seriously, I'm guessing there's a weapons locker?
I suppose. It is a subdivision of the Department of MURDER, after all, which stands for, well, you know.
Communication lines to the tower.
Yes.
So we're really here so you can arm yourself and check in with your superiors.
No, no. I swear to you on my own mother that Mrs. Wilkins and Lily are inside. I'm here to reunite a family. That's all I want.
Then you can go first.
I'm not waiting anymore.
Swear on your mother, huh? Well, was she, part banshee?
She was a terrible woman, yes.
Whoa. You can come out. It's safe. And really awful. She's dead. And so are a lot of others.
What happened here?
You mean you've never seen anyone electrocuted before?
Please, I worked on the lightning rigs. But how did all of this happen?
Something to do with the conductive wires threaded strategically across the tunnel, I'd imagine.
Smartass.
Someone's inside. They did this.
Someone insane by the look of it. How many dead ants do you count?
7.
How can you tell? There's not much left of them.
They tell us to count the mandibles. They don't burn so easily, so...
They train you for this?
My first job was with pest control.
Mom? Lily? Mom?
Shut up! They'll hear you!
Mom!
He's right. Shut up or they'll hear you.
Lily? It's Cassie!
Hey, idiots! Shut up or they'll hear you!
I'm pretty sure they hunt by smell.
Either way, they're coming. Let us in!
No!
That's not a lot to work with.
Nope.
Come on. You want something. Or you're scared of something. We don't have a lot of time here. Tell me what it is.
Nah.
Then how am I supposed to manipulate you into doing what I want?
Please, my family is inside.
And I care.
Don't you? I know you're frightened. We all are. But you must have some human decency.
Frightened? Please, I've got 14 lines strung up across this tunnel and 10,000 volts ready to pour into them.
Not exactly standard procedure, is it? I see. Very well done. And someone at a data extraction suite who is so very talented with electricity must be young Aaron Davenport, yes?
Yes. Who are you?
Charlie Wynn. I'm a dear friend of your father's. Do you remember me?
I think so. You're a project manager, aren't you?
That's right. And if you're just following instructions from your manager, you can let us in on my authority. On my authority, Aaron, emergency protocol 31-
I know the protocol. I can take the wires down. Watch your step. Those remains will be scalding hot for an hour yet.
It smells in here.
No, it stinks in here. You smell it. Waste disposal's offline.
My family, are they here?
Who do you have in the cells?
Everyone was released when we went into lockdown.
I don't understand. Where did they go? A woman and a small girl?
Oh, right. The one who wasn't approved. I remember them. They went out the front door with the rest.
The rest?
Everyone else who was in for data extraction. Criminals.
There are ants everywhere. There's no food coming in, and you sent my little sister away from shelter with a bunch of criminals?
As I was instructed to do. Yes.
The company told you to? But why?
The facility will last longer if I'm the only one who needs provisions.
But how will I find them?
Not my problem.
Is your network connection working?
Not for hours now. Don't think it'll be back up soon.
Why not?
Where do you think all the wires came from?
So no one gets what they want.
Where is Lily?
No, this can't be. I was going to call the tower. They were going to come and get me.
Does it gall being treated just like the rest of us?
You know it does a little bit.
You two make a cute couple, but could you maybe get out of my data extraction suite? It's been a while since I've used the bucket.
I think I know a way that we can all get what we want. 2 levels up, there's a network hub. We can talk to the tower from there, and we can access the surveillance network. Cassie, if your family is out there, we can find them.
It'll take a lifetime to sort through every camera in every tunnel.
Oh, please. That wouldn't be very efficient, would it? We can use the facial recognition software to find them immediately. Or analyze the gait of everyone in the city to identify them. Also, transponder chips.
I had no idea you were that awful.
The company is well run, Ms. Dalton.
That's it. We're done with you, Mr. Wynn. You can stay here with the charming Miss Davenport. We'll be going to the network hub ourselves.
But you need my access codes.
Well, isn't that convenient?
In a way, it is convenient. It's awfully pungent in this confined space. I think I'd fancy a change of scene.
You're lying.
But if I'm not, I'm Cassie's only chance.
He's right, Allison. We have to take him with us.
Fine. If that's how it's going to be, let's get moving.
Aaron, you'll come with us, won't you?
No, I'm expected to hold this location. That's what I'm going to do.
That's crazy. You can't live like this.
I was given an order. It's my job.
But you can't.
I follow orders. What is it that you do exactly?
We
don't have time to discuss it. More ants will come. We'll be barricaded in here by their smoking corpses if we wait too long. Let's go.
The will to survive does not merely encompass one's individual self. An individual may sacrifice him or herself for others. In nature, this is often done for members of one's family or clan, because in an uncivilized setting, those individuals have special value to one another. Of course, this is base human instinct. In our evolved society, sacrifice is only noble, indeed only permitted at the behest of the company. You may find Cassandra's quest sympathetic, but remember that in pursuing her family, she is risking her life, a much more valuable asset to the company. We will return in 2 weeks. Until then, consider, dear listener, whom do you hold dear? Are they dear to Heart Life as well? Be sure they are worthy, and be sure to join us as the story of our fair city continues.
Hello there, Policies. Producer David Reinstrom here. Thank you for listening to Our Fair City. It's an honor and a privilege to be speaking directly into your ears because it gives me access to the deep structures of your brains. While I could subvocally command you to do our bidding, that hardly seems sporting, so I'll just lure you in with my silky, somewhat nasal Midwestern radio voice. So, if you're listening this far into the series, you probably like Our Fair City a great deal. Right on. Me too. But were you aware of it? There are ways that you, yes, you in the car, and you in the clothes, and you in the bathtub can help Our Fair City. First, iTunes star ratings and reviews. If you haven't already, please consider going to our page in the iTunes store and giving us a rating. I'm not telling you to make it a 5-star rating, but I'm also not saying that either. Second, on the Our Fair City website, in the little gray menu header, you'll see text that reads, Donate. Clicking on that will bring you to a PayPal link where you can set up a one-time or monthly donation to HeartLife NFP, our not-for-profit production company. Consider making a recurring monthly donation. Even $1 a month would be amazing. Think of it, $1 a month. That's like 2 50-cent turns of the handle on the candy dispenser just past the entrance at your grocery store. Let me put it to you this way. What's more satisfying? A handful of nerds? Or a high-crafted science fiction podcast made with loving care by a handful of nerds? Those candies are gone in an instant. Man, but a podcast? Unlike candy, a podcast is even better the second time around. Third, the very best way you can help Our Fair City is by spreading the word. You lot are on the Twitter and the Facebook, aren't you? We could use your help. Like Our Fair City and Heart Life NFP on Facebook for episode extras, insider information, cast photos, and more. And match wits with Heart Life's PR director, BB Sloan, on Twitter at OFC Radio. Watch out, she's a sharp one. Alright, that's enough palaver out of me. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, I'll see you in the tunnels.